close enough.
Right.
Good morning. Morning, everybody. And welcome on this special day, especially for Dennis, who's being baptised this morning. But of course, it's also Father's Day, so I presume we all stayed in bed and got a full English breakfast, pampered all... No, wasn't the only one to dip out then. Right. However, to ease your disappointment, there will be teas and coffees afterwards in the lounge. And if anybody is here for the first time, you'd be more than welcome to join us, please. So, Dennis, the good news is we're going to do your baptism at the beginning of the service, so you don't have to spend the whole service worrying about what you've got to stand up and say. So you'll be able to enjoy the rest of it. Okay. Just read quickly from Hebrews chapter 10, beginning at verse 22. Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Let's pray. Lord God, we meet here today with you, and it's our privilege to praise and worship your holy name. Lord, please bless Dennis as he goes through the waters of baptism, and help us to remember the duty we all share to encourage each of us to show more love to another and to live lives that are an example to others. We ask this in your name. Amen. Okay, so we are going to sing our first song, Let Your Living Waters Flow, following which Dennis is big time.
then. Please do take your seats for just a moment, because I'm going to get you to do something in just a moment. But good morning to you all. It's so good to be in the house of the Lord today. So good to see your smiley faces. God is good.
All the time,
God is good.
Amen.
This is a special day. This is a very special day. One, because this is the day that the Lord has made. And we're here to rejoice and be glad in the blessing of a brand new day. We have been equipped this morning with a brand new set of mercies. Just think about that. A brand new set of mercies. Yesterday's mercies, they're done. But today, God has blessed us and furnished us with a brand new set of mercies. But secondly, it's also Father's Day. So we celebrate all the fathers, all the men today, all of our fathers, biological fathers, all of our mentors, those who just provide leadership and support. We just want to celebrate you today. And as Ian mentioned, I hope that you are being spoilt today. I hope, yes, you know, sometimes the level is not the same for Mother's Day in comparison to Father's Day. You know, we need to... We need to marry up the two, so it's under equality, right?
Yes.
So I hope the men are treated really well today. During the service, our youth leader, Kuda, is going to come, and she's going to share more about that. But we just want to highlight all the men today, and we just celebrate you. But also, it's Baptism Day. And in just a moment, Dennis is going to be baptized in the name of the Lord, for the remission of sins. And we celebrate today believers' baptism and the witness of baptism, that public declaration of faith. The Lord has touched his life, and he is here today to make that public declaration of faith. Before he comes, I'm going to ask you, just to change the order a bit, I want you to go and just greet about two or three people. Just greet them, and to say, something nice, and just greet them well. Just have a little chat, two or three people, not too long. Just greet them. Share the love of the Lord. We're going to sing a few lines of this old songs on my heart. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Most time. Yes. Blessed be the name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name.
Blessed be the name.
Yes. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Most high. Why? Why should we? Because the name. The name of the Lord is a strong tower.
A strong tower.
The righteous run into him and they are saved. The name of the Lord, the name of the Lord is, he's a strong tower. Yes, the righteous run into him and they are saved. Now can we say holy, holy is the name, holy. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the name of the Lord. Oh, holy is the name of the Lord. Most high. Holy, holy. He, holy is the name of the Lord. Holy, holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord. Most high. Just one more time. The name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is, he's a strong tower. Tower. The righteous run into him and they are saved. The name of the Lord. The name of the Lord. Oh, a strong tower. Oh, the righteous run in. Amen. To God be the glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to invite Dennis to come up now. He's going to share his testimony with us. And then we're going to proceed now to the baptism. So come on up, Dennis. We welcome you.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you. Okay. I was raised in a loving but not particularly religious family, although my mother had a faith. And although we didn't attend church, I was baptised as an infant into the Church of England. One Sunday afternoon in 1981, I was home alone when two women Jehovah's Witnesses knocked at the door. Their opening line was, "Would you be interested to know that God won't allow mankind to destroy the earth?" At that time, there was a lot of tension between the USA and the Soviet Union, so naturally this caught my interest and I engaged in conversation with them. For the next few weeks, they came back, and before I knew it, I was attending the meetings and participating in house-to-house evangelism. This continued for about 2 years before I became disillusioned, and wanting to live the normal life of an average 21-year-old, I left. For the next 40 years, I tried to forget about God, but in the back of my mind, although I no longer believed in the teachings of the JWs, I still believed that God existed. However, I acted as if I didn't and lived in a way that I am now ashamed of. In January 2018, a close friend of mine had a near-death experience and found himself in a brightly lit corridor with brilliant light shining through the windows of the door at the end. He placed his hand on the door and then had the realisation that if he went through, he would never come back. And not wanting to leave his partner and family, he turned and ran back down the corridor and then woke up with the medical staff, shocking him back to life. This made me think, and I started to research near-death experiences online. This, in turn, led me to watch Christian material and reading the Bible. And one night I had a dream that I was with my dead mother, who looked younger than at the time of her death. I asked her the question, "Is it true?" meaning, does God exist? To which she replied, "Yes, it's true." This dream was so vivid that I woke up expecting her to be there. I then felt a compulsion to go to church, and after putting it off for several weeks, I felt that the Spirit was guiding me to Sittingbourne Baptist Church. I would like to thank everybody for making me feel welcome, but in particular, Phil Town for the constant guidance and encouragement he has given. Mostly, though, I want to thank the Lord Jesus Christ for shedding his blood for sinners like me and allowing me back into his family, and for God's grace and mercy for sending him to save the lost. I've never felt the love of my Saviour like I do feel now, and would advise everyone to come to know him. I've given my life to Jesus, and I want to show the world that I belong to him. Thank you.
Praise God. We rejoice with you, Dennis, this morning. What a wonderful testimony of how the Lord Jesus Christ, as you rightly put it, his grace and his mercy has kept you and sustained you to see this day so that you can be baptized as he commanded. I want you to come up now, and Phil is going to come, and Ian, and they are going to lead the baptism of Dennis.
Dennis, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ as your own personal Saviour and Lord?
Yes, I do.
Do you commit yourself to following and serving Christ in his church and in the world?
I do.
Dennis, on profession of your faith, and at your own request, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
And here we go.
We're now going to, that was Genesis Choice for a song. We're now going to return to song. If you'd like to care to stand, sit, whatever. Not the face. But. We're going to sing three songs now which really sort of reflect the reverence and excitement and all of the giving of our life to Jesus. We'll start with, He is the Lord. And He reigns on high. Please feel free to sing, dance, whatever.
Shadow grand prize.
To take a seat. That is everybody except any young people who have a birthday this week or coming up. Are there any? Oh, come on. Nope.
There's somebody over there.
None at all.
There's somebody over there.
Oh, there excellent. Oh, wonderful. Oh, we have a winner.
Where's the birthday?
Oh, there's no birthday box. We haven't got the birthday box, but you can have a rummage afterwards. Okay. Sorry, what's your name?
Lana.
Finish.
What, sorry?
Lana.
Lana. And how old are you, Lana?
I'm 12, but I'm turning 13.
Excellent. Lovely. So shall we all sing happy birthday to Lana?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Okay. Oh, you won't miss out, Lana. You won't miss out. In fact, you'll probably be able to pick two bits or three. Just tell them I said. Okay. So, is there a cooler in the house?
She's going to get the birthday box.
And here she is. Thank you very much, Cooler. You're up. Time starts now.
Just want to say good morning, Simon. Hi. Thomas at the back. Good morning. They're the people that I met when Nathan said we could go around. And then I thought God was going to keep it to the disciples. Then I met Dennis. Dennis the Menace. He said it himself. And then there was David as well. So God bless you. It was lovely to meet all of you. Right, so in the house of the Lord, in the body of Christ, I am a mouth. And that's, and Ian has kindly given me 10 minutes.
Five. Five.
Very kindly given me 10 minutes.
5 minutes.
All sorts of. A lot of them involving bring your towel. You will follow Dennis into the baptistry, whether you need it or not. But I thank God. Okay, so I just wanted to appreciate the men in the house. And I think this is the only time I'm going to ask you, but please can all the men over the age of 16 stand up? Everyone over the age of 16, please stand up if you're male. Thank you very much. Okay, and I would like everyone to have a look around. These are the men in the house. Thank you. Thank you. You may sit down. We know where you are now. Excellent. So, in all honesty, Danny, we are going to need that towel because I have a word for the Lord, from the Lord, for the men. I don't know a lot of things about a lot of things, but I do know the voice of the Lord when I hear it. And the Lord woke me up at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's the voice that sort of stops hunger and you don't need to eat. It's a voice that you can't sleep, even if you need to be at work the next day. He gives you that refreshing at his own time. So the word of the Lord came to me late at night, and he had a message for the men. And I've written a few notes, Ian, just a few. I've written a few notes of what he said. He has a plan for this church, this house, for our lives and our men. And he needs to use the men. He needs to use the men to prepare. People that are prepared to go to the edge of the Red Sea and step out. People that are ready to lift up his banner and raise the name of Jesus high as they go forth. Men that are willing to drop everything and let the light of God shine through them. God has a plan and he is ready and he wants the men in this house to be ready to put their hand to the plow. To do the hard work that is needed to fulfill destiny for this church, to reach the lost that are out there. men that are working, warring, fighting together as a family and an army against the enemy and all of him, all of what he plans, fighting for our faith, fighting hand in hand for the glory of God. The bedrock of this church is Jesus, but the pillars of this church are the men. And you need to come together. You need to work together. And by God's grace, we will get the work done that is needed. Dennis, this is your first day for a wonderful new life and new strength, and God has blessed you. But in this church, we don't need to wait for anointing oil. The Holy Spirit is available to us today. So join the men in this congregation. Join them to spearhead the work that the Lord has. God has in store for this work great things, to achieve great things for this community. Be the backbone and the muscle and the sinew that holds it all together. Be the heart and the brains and the blood that flows from this place to make a difference in our town and in our lives. Be the workers and the strength that this church needs to be good in our homes and our families, our children, our church, our community, for God, all for the glory of God. If you dare to accept the challenge and the anointing that he is offering you today, you will see your talents, your skills used in a fantastic way. And this church will grow. It will touch people, and there will be more people in heaven than in hell because of what you men step up to do. So please step up. Please say yes to whatever God is calling you to do, because all I have is the words. You have the work to do. If you allow God to talk to you, if you give him space in your life, he will show you what he wants you to do. So, God, I pray that God will touch you today. And I pray that God will use you. And from us as a church, the ladies had a poem. You have a letter. You have a letter. Oh, I forgot one thing. No, I'm over 5 minutes already. I'm in danger. Okay, but this is important. This is really, really important. And I will need children to come up from upstairs. Not yet. Not yet, David. Calm down. Okay, so this is your letter. Dear dad, husband, uncle, friend, big brother, dear mentor, you are the light in my life. Please shine on the good things that I do to guide me to be better. Help me to see the path towards Jesus and God's help. Guide me in my life to be the best that I can be. Be an encourager to me like Barnabas was. Hold my hand as I make mistakes and gently teach me to learn from them. Be the example I can look up to, be proud of, even when I grow taller than you. You are the Bible I read every day. Be the teacher that I need. Use your wisdom to help me build the life Jesus died for me to have. Shower me with your love and cover me under your protective arm. Stand with me against the difficulties in this world and let me see the hope of tomorrow in Jesus Christ. Be my uncle and brother. Be my father and friend. Be there for me at every turn, and let's turn to Christ together. I thank you for being in my life and showing me what faith looks like. Shine the light of Jesus into my life so that I can see clearly how to live and how to love. Be my light. And that is from everyone in this church. Let us pray. Mighty God, we glorify your name right now. And we thank you for the men in this house. We thank you for the plan and the purpose that you have for them. And we ask, Almighty God, that your Holy Spirit will come upon them right now. And that it will touch them with tongues of fire. And you will put in them, Lord, that light that will shine brighter. The light of Jesus Christ. And we pray as they go forth from today into whatever their week might be, that, Lord, you will be alongside them. You would remind them and envision them and strengthen them, O God, for the work ahead. We pray, O Lord, for them. We pray for them now. We pray for them tomorrow. We commit to pray for them every day, that they will fulfill the destiny you have ordained for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, kids, I need some kids to come downstairs, please. I need about 5 kids downstairs, about 4 kids upstairs, so some kids can stay upstairs. Because you're going to help me give out these lovely gifts. So, as you can imagine, light, light, light. I was saying a lot about lights. Your key rings are a light. They're a torch. They are useful. Dinosaurs, not so much, but they are useful.
I am. Well done. Thanks for noticing. D-Day cricket, isn't it?
Right. Okay, thank you. Right, have all the men got a gift? Any absent men that have gone off to be with their fathers? Right, thank you. We'll get you one, don't you worry. Have we got any more? Any more upstairs? All right, that's another one. That's 3. Yeah.
Because you're not over 16, are you? No, there you go.
Georgia, have you got any more lights? Has anybody got any key rings that haven't been given out? David, do you have any lights there? You have one. Right, I need them downstairs. 10 minutes. Okay. Right, thank you very much. Right, so how many have I got to get more? Yes, did you get one? Right,
just the one.
Yeah, 2. Right, 3. Okay. Have you got 2? One over there, please. In the blue t-shirt. Stop, turn right. Right. Hip, no, there he is. Graham hasn't got one. Graham hasn't got one. And then we need to get just a couple more. Thank you very much for your patience. Thank you, Ian.
You're very welcome, Kuda. You're Danny.
Good morning, church. I will actually keep to my time. I've planned to keep to my time today. I'm talking about Holiday Club today, and I just wanted to encourage you with these first few words, following on from the theme of walking in the light. In Psalm chapter 89, verse 15, it says, "Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, Lord." In John chapter 8, verse 12, it says, "When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, 'I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.'" And finally, in Isaiah chapter 2, verse 5, it says, "Come, descendants of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord." So our holiday club is called Walk in the Light Holiday Club, based on these verses. And we're looking for volunteers to help us lead those sessions. It's running from the 21st to the 25th of August. Commitment is only 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., so it's not much of your time at all. But it would be such a help to us if you could lead with small groups, help with creche, or even just manning the door. It's helpful whatever your commitment can be. Even if you only do one day for that week, we'd still love to have you. No experience needed, just a desire to help lead people, especially the children, to Christ, help them learn more about him and more about the words. DBS and all of that sort of stuff can be sorted with Bev in the office, but if you talk to myself, Kuda, Judith or Linda about joining us, that would be really great and really helpful. It's completely free to attend, so to all the children who would like to come, speak to your parents, we'd love to have you as well. On those days. Thank you.
What an example she is to her mother. So before we come to communion, just like to return to song. I'm going to sing "This Is the Air I Breathe."
Thank you.
I'm desperate for you, lost without you. Thank you. Say, hallelujah. Nothing without you. I'm lost. And I'm lost without you. Let's continue to sing that as the deacons come. We prepare to serve communion. And deacons, please join me. Hallelujah. Oh, it's just two of you going upstairs, that's right. Friends, this is a wonderful occasion as we celebrate and commemorate the two ordinances of the church in one service, baptism and Holy Communion. We're grateful today that the two direct orders from our Lord Jesus Christ are being observed today. Lord Jesus told his disciples to go and make more disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And then with his same friends, he instructed them, as often as they do it, to take bread and to take the cup and simply remember my sacrifice. Remember what I done for you. Remember all that it took for me, Jesus, to go to the cross on your behalf. For he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The correction of our peace was upon Jesus, and with his stripes we are healed. As we have already partaken of what represents the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, in like manner he then said, take the cup, drink from the cup, and do it in remembrance of me. For as often as we eat of the bread and we drink from the cup, we do show forth the Lord's death. We proclaim it until he comes again. As you are now served what represents the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, please do retain your cup until we've all been served, and then we'll partake together as a sign of our unity in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
If there be no shedding of blood, there can be no remission for our sins. As we drink together, church, let us thank God for this great sacrifice that paid and purchased our salvation, not with money, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Let us drink together. We are all over the place today, but I believe the Lord has us right where he wants us to be. I really do believe that, and although it's chaos logistically, I still feel the presence of the Lord in this place, and I know you sense it too. And we just sometimes we need to throw away our plan and let the Lord have his way. Amen. Let the Lord have his way. Amen. Amen. Let the Lord have his way. Now, I want to apologize to all the teachers and all of our children. I'm going to dismiss you now to your groups. Teachers, please teach the remix version today and have a good time in your group. So children, young people, please leave for your groups now and enjoy your session today. Amen. My heart is so full this morning. If only you could see this little heart of mine. My heart is full. God is so good, and God is blessing us. He is growing his church, and we're grateful for what he is doing in our midst today. And to that end, we're so delighted to welcome new members into our fellowship. And I'm going to call these names now. If you can come, if you're here, please come, and we can officially welcome you into the fellowship and membership of the church. Is Vida here? Come on up. Cresta. And of course, last but not least, Dennis. Cresta? Jinyu. Okay. We'll save this for Cresta. We're so delighted to welcome you today into the membership of the church. We know you are here because the Lord has called you to be here. Not any of us. We love you to be here, but more importantly, it's the Lord that has drawn you here. And our prayer as a fellowship is that you will just continue to be blessed by the ministry of this church. And we know that not only will you seek to be blessed, but you will also seek to be a blessing to this church and to the community. So we just officially welcome you now. And we pray God's blessing on you and on your families. You have a whole army out there who love you and are praying for you. Amen. So I'm going to officially give you the right hand of fellowship and welcome you into the church. May God's peace, blessing, and protection be upon your life and your families. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I am going to, with the help of the Lord, just give you a thought for the day, and I'm not going to preach the whole sermon because I'm aware of time, and it's extremely warm today. But there is a word that I want to leave with you today from the Lord. I'm going to read a few verses from James chapter 1. We're continuing our sermon series throughout the book of James. And we're We're looking this morning at an interesting few verses of scripture here, James chapter 1, and we're going to commence reading from verse number 9. And it reads like this: believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position, but the rich should take pride in their humiliation, since they will pass away like a wild flower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers. The plant, its blossom falls and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich will fade away even while they go about their business. Amen. I want to read verse 9 again. Believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position, but the rich should take pride in their humiliation. I want to speak for just a few moments of your time this morning from this thought: if only I had more. If only I had more. Father, we pray that you would just anoint this time of sharing. Would you open our ears, our eyes, that we may behold wondrous things out of your word. We thank you for how you are moved by your presence, by your spirit in this place. And we ask, Holy Spirit, that through your holy word, that you would just bless each and every one of us now. Anoint me afresh as your servant, that I may preach boldly and make known the mystery of your gospel. In Jesus' name, amen. If only I had more. Can we say that together? If only I had more. Last week, we were challenged through the opening sermon of our new series, Faith Under Pressure. We were challenged through the first 7 verses of this letter of James to look at our tests and trials through the vantage point, not of frustration or anger, but rather to see those trials, those challenges, through the perspective of joy. James says, count it all joy when you fall into various temptations and trials. However, from verse 8 and to 11 that we read here this morning, James digs a little deeper into some of the specific challenges that the early church Christians were facing in their day. And he deals with a topic, church, that would have touched a familiar chord with those Jewish Christians that were scattered throughout the various regions outside of Palestine. And friends, the topic that James lifts throughout these few verses could not be more in sync with our current climate and reality today. And church, the topic from James this morning is simply put, money and time. Money and time. Can we say that together? Money and time. Because regardless of what generation you belong to, whether you lived in the days of James or even today in 2023, every human being born into this world will automatically develop an understanding of both money and also time. I mean, let's just think about it for a moment. We start from an early age by developing our minds. We learn new things, going to school to grow in our knowledge and application of the curriculum, in order that we may grasp and attain various levels of education. But we do so, here it is, within a specific time frame. A time frame. Because as much as I loved my time at primary school, Torridon Junior School in Catford, going there with my Power Rangers lunchbox and my Capri Sun for the day, ready to start the day. But those days, friends, are now well and truly over. Why? Because all of us here today, we are governed by time. Primary school is for a season. Secondary school is for a season. And whatever level of education we may have, all of us at some point in our lives, church, would have been launched into the world of seeking now remuneration for our efforts, to fund our needs and our desires. All of us at some point in our lives were either told by someone or we found it out for ourselves that now it's time to get a job. It's time to make some money. It's time to earn a living. And church, this shared common reality around the whole world, money and time, whatever language you speak, everyone understands the nuances between time and money. And James lets us know this morning that we have to pay very close attention to our attitude and our motives with time and money. How do we view? How do we behave? What is our attitude with money and time? Because although working hard and seeking to earn a good wage is not a bad thing, it's not sinful to do that, but we have to be very careful when our pursuit of money becomes even more important than the pursuit of God. Yes, ensuring that our bank account balances are sufficient to fund our needs and to ensure that our bank accounts are, there's enough money there so that we can buy things that we desire. But James lets us know here that we must also pay close attention not just to our bank accounts that have a transactional point of view to it from money, but we should also pay close attention to our spiritual bank accounts. James lets us know that it's possible to have a healthy bank account balance, but spiritually, we are in overdraft. Spiritually, we are running on empty. As Jesus puts it this way, church, what does it profit a man or a woman should they gain the whole wide world but forfeit or lose their very soul? And church, as we witness this morning, the baptism of our brother Dennis, we were blessed to share a public declaration of his faith in Jesus Christ. And that declaration of faith, money can't buy. The gift of salvation, this free gift, is so precious, it's so valuable, it's free, but it's not cheap. It's the most expensive gift that we could ever receive. In fact, if we had to pay for our salvation with money, then perhaps all of us here today would not be able to afford it. As the songwriter puts it this way, the rich would have it, but the poor would die. But I'm so glad this morning that Jesus Christ, he paid it all on the cross of Calvary. That whether you are rich or poor, whether your bank account is healthy or not, Jesus gave his life so that we could be free from the entanglement of sin. Hallelujah. As one of the old songwriters put it this way, I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. No longer bound, no more chains are holding me. My soul is resting and it's such a blessing. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, I'm free. And friends, we should never lose sight of the greatest gift of salvation in our lives that we have freely received. It means so much more than money, so much more than fame and glory, so much more than fancy cars and nice clothes and a BMW or a Mercedes on the drive. But the very fact that God has blessed us with this great gift of salvation should give us reason to rejoice. So James, we hear you this morning. We ought to have the right perspective concerning our money, our finances, and also our time. But James, we need help. Because we are living currently in financially challenging times, aren't we? It's tough for a lot of people around the country and the world. People are struggling to make ends meet. People are tired of working every hour possible to provide for their children. James, there are people around this nation who are robbing Peter to pay Paul. James, we are dealing with inflation, rising fuel prices. Groceries are now even more costly than ever before. James, how can we find joy? How can we find reason to rejoice when we are struggling financially? Because the question or the thought that all of us have thought in our minds or pondered in our hearts is number one, if only I had more money. If only I had more money. The clue here is right in the very first verse, the word in verse number 9. James does not start by saying people who are struggling financially, those who are in a quagmire of a financial wandering, those in debt, poor people. No. But he starts by saying believers. Believers in humble circumstances. I love this. This is important because, yes, it's okay to desire more money, but I love that James says, no, we can't talk about money first. We have to talk about God. Those who are believers, the priority should be, what do you believe in? Does that make sense? Before we talk about your bank account balance, what you don't have, what you desire, your wishes, your wants, what you can purchase, where you want to go on holiday, the question, James says, is, are you a believer? Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? And I want to ask that same question today. I am not a prosperity preacher. I am not here to offer you riches that God is going to bless you and give you increase. Do I believe he can do that? Yes, but that's not my message. But my message and concern today is, do you know the Lord? James says, believers. What do you believe in? You see, we're worried about how we're going to pay this and pay for that. But are you worried about your salvation? Our priorities need to ensure that first and foremost, Jesus is number one. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. Some of us are misguided, friends, because we've been marred by the ABBA mentality. Money, money, money must be funny in a rich man's world. Goes on to say, always sunny in a rich man's world. All the things that I could do if I had a little money. And church, we have to be very careful that our pursuit of money is not more intense and focused than our pursuit of knowing God. To know God is much more than houses and land. To know Christ is more valuable than a BMW or a Mercedes. To be filled with the Holy Spirit, church, is more valuable than riches and fame. James says, let the believer in humble circumstances take pride not in money, what you want, what you desire, but take pride in their high position to know that you know Jesus. And the very fact that we know Jesus, friends, it gives us that platform of a high position. Our high position is not based on what we have in the bank. Our high position is not based on our connections. It's not based on how many degrees we have in front of our name. Some of us have so many degrees, we have more degrees than a thermometer. But the high position is not based on where we went to school, where we graduated from, but our high position is firmly sealed in Jesus Christ. And you know what that means? That means we're all on the same level. Whether you are rich or poor, it doesn't matter where you're from, your background, it does not matter. As long as you know Jesus, then you are rich, brother. Because you know the Lord. That's what gives us the high position. It's not about being part and parcel of the VIPs of this world to gain access on the high echelon of luxurious living. But we can rejoice. Whatever we're going through, whatever we're struggling with, we can rejoice that all of us have been invited to the feast of the Lamb. I don't know about you, but that fills me with joy that I have a ticket, and it does not matter what I have in the bank, but my ticket is secure to have a feast with Jesus Christ. Everyone is invited around the table of the Lord. Does not matter where you are from. But secondly, I'm going to close with this. Not only does James lift the importance of not focusing too much on the pursuit of money, but second and finally, he talks about the importance of time. Because not only do we often hear remarks around the world, if only I had more money, but we also hear the phrase, if only I had more time. If only I had more time. Maybe in the words of that great old song, Mr. Armstrong, the song of the 1969 James Bond film that captured the imagination of the world. We have all the time in the world. And you've got to sing it in that deep voice. We have all the time in the world. But there's a problem with Mr. Armstrong's theology. Ah, we don't. There's a problem with his theology, friends. Because although we often say that sometimes, and often that can be used a lot with younger people, take your time. You got all the time in the world. I never forget when I came home and said, Mom and Dad, I've got a girlfriend, only in primary school. This is the one, I'm going to marry her. Don't worry, Anna, it's all right. Got all the time in the world, parents would say. But theologically, that is not very firm. It may appear that we have all the time. But theologically, tomorrow is not promised. It does not matter how much money we have in the bank. There's one thing that money can't buy, and that is time. We could collect all the money that we have in this room, in our bank accounts, but none of us will be able to pay for yesterday. We can't get yesterday back. Yesterday is over. What was the date yesterday? The 17th? So Saturday, the 17th of June, 2023, none of us can go back there. Today has been afforded to us. Today is a reality. But tomorrow is not promised. We may be as fit as a fiddle. We may have all the energy in the world. But none of us can cast iron guarantee tomorrow. It is only by the grace of God. the mercies of God that we can look forward to tomorrow. That means, church, we have to make use of the day that God has blessed us with. So the day that you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. We can't keep saying, oh, let me just sort some things out first, then I'll come to know Christ. Let me just take care of this, take care of that. Let me just live a little, enjoy myself. But tomorrow is not promised. And I'm not here to scaremonger anyone, but I'm just here to tell you the truth that today is the best day to journey with the Lord in faith, to get to know him, to give your life to him. Today is the best day because tomorrow is not promised. And church, we may have £1 billion worth of assets, but even that is not enough to try and buy back yesterday. Nor can we cast iron guarantee tomorrow. But today is the day that the Lord has made. If there's anyone here today that you have not yet come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ for yourself, then I want to lovingly share with you today that Jesus Christ loves you and he has a great plan for your life. And today, this day, you can experience the greatest gift of salvation. To know Jesus is to know life eternal. If you are here today, friend, and you have been vacillating with time, maybe I'll do it tomorrow, maybe I'll do it next week, maybe I'll do it next year, I'm here to encourage you today. Today is the day to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. This service has been a great demonstration of water baptism, communion, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, the death, the burial, and the resurrection, the ascension, and the soon return of Jesus Christ has been on display today. The gospel has been declared. And my question is simply, is there one that wants to know Jesus today? Is there anyone here today that wants to make a public declaration of your faith, just like Dennis today? Then I want to encourage you today to raise your hand and say, yes, Lord, I want to know you today. Yes, I may not have all the money I need, I may not have all the time I need, but today I can know Jesus. To know him is to know life eternal. Is there one today that wants to know Jesus Christ, who wants to raise their hand in faith and say, Lord, come into my life, I want to follow you? Is there anyone else who wants to be baptized, that you've not yet been baptized, water baptized by full immersion? And you've been blessed today that you want to give your life and be baptized according to the scriptures. Raise your hand if you want to be baptized. Is there one? Oh, bless you, Candice. Bless you, Candice. Amen. Praise God. You want to be baptized? Praise the Lord. What's your name? Sylvia. Bless you, Sylvia and Candice. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is moving by his Spirit. As I draw this sermon to a close, if only I had more time, if only I had more money. We can desire more money, more things, more stuff, but only Jesus can satisfy our soul. Amen. And I want us to leave with that in our hearts, that we are rich, not because of what we have in the bank, but we are rich because we know Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to hand back to you, worship leader. I know we are all out of sync today. But God is with us. What is the final song?
Go forth and tell.
Oh, that's perfect. Go forth and tell. Let's stand and sing together. Thank you.
Christ your Lord shall choose your ransom battle in glory.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to close out the service, and please be in prayer. One of our members spoke to me before the service about a situation in Uganda, and a very serious situation occurred a few days ago where intruders broke into a school, I believe, and young children were killed, and some even were taken captive. So let's please be in prayer for Uganda in that situation, that the Lord's peace will be with all those who are affected by this terrible, terrible situation. Let's be in prayer for them. And also, as we close today, I want to encourage you again that Jesus Christ is much more than the riches of this world. And as we leave today, as we go forth and tell, we're going out with a message not to come and get rich, but to come and know Jesus Christ. That is our message, declaring Christ the people and discipling people to Jesus Christ. One of our members, Ian, he please speak to him after if you want to know the story behind this, but this is a really remarkable story. This was his dad's book, hymn book, and he knows I love old hymns. And at the back of the hymn book is some benedictions. So I'm going to close out with one of these old benedictions as we close today. And I'm going to pick this one here. This is a beautiful one. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to each of you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you, and for the rest of your days, may he give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you all. Please do enjoy teas and coffees in the church lounge. Amen.
Darkness created the light. He